elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said as prime minister he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66% to 34%. Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. A judge in Puerto Rico has issued search warrants for the phones of the U.S. territory's governor, Ricardo Rossello, and 11 of his political allies in connection with a texting scandal that has sparked at least 10 days of protests and calls for Rossello's resignation. The public fury erupted when the island's Center for Investigative Journalism, nearly 2 weeks ago now, published nearly 900 pages of online chats between Governor Rossello and several top aides. The chats included several profane messages laced with contempt for victims of Hurricane Maria, which killed 3,000 people on the island in 2017. They also included misogynistic and homophobic slurs against Rossello's political opponents. You're listening to VOA News. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray described current international threats as more deep, more diverse, more vexing, more challenging, more comprehensive, and more concerning.